With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
And one of the products is lighter side. Here's Christine.
You can go actually see Barsic, meet Barsic.
Yes.
The 41-pound.
Oh, I saw the big fat Keddie.
Keddie. Who may have more than nine lives because the guy is severely overweight.
Wow, huge.
He's in need of a good home, some good exercise, and a
diet.
He's
the William Barr of the cat world.
He's up for adoption in New York City, although Steph posted his photo on at Official Craig and Company. You can go see Barsic.
On our Instagram.
Apparently, he's not available just yet. There have been so many people who are interested in adopting Barsic.
Because they want to get him and see if they can get him to lose weight.
Well, here's the thing. Barsic's shocking weight might qualify him for a couple of world records or two. However, Guinness stopped the category of heaviest cat 20 years ago to prevent people from overfeeding their pets.
To try to get the record, yeah.
But what happened to Barsic was his family moved. And they couldn't continue to take care of him.
How do you just give up an animal?
So they brought Barsic to the shelter and dropped him off.
That's so rude.
The animal care centers of New York City.
Rude, thoughtless little pig.
Well, but now Barsic is going to get a new home because so many people are interested in...
Oh, the fat Kevy.
He's in demand.
The fat kitty. You can adopt a whole bunch of other kitties, too, if you don't get Barsic.
Oh, that's Kelly Cat.
What a name, Barsic.
Love that.
Gary, when you tip, how much do you tip?
Depends on the service.
Exactly.
Do you know what tip means? What that acronym means?
You've told me this before, but I can't remember.
To ensure proper service.
All
tips.
Right, tips.
Oh, it's with the S at the end.
Yeah. Well, CNBC posted a video
I do 15% usually no matter what. But if I get really good service, I'll give more.
Okay, so 15 to 20%. CNBC posted a video about how to save money at restaurants.
Yes.
It got some people annoyed with their tactic because they said basically...
Don't order a dessert.
No, they said basically people tip 15 to 20%.
Okay.
And so...
Do you tip that on... Like, if you bought a bottle of wine...
Yeah.
And the bottle of wine is added to you, but do you include the alcohol?
Well, of course, because the server brought you the alcohol.
I think so.
Unless you have a different person bringing you the wine, like a sommelier,
Okay.
then you have to separate it out and tip the sommelier separately.
All right, go ahead.
But we're getting off track here. So instead of doing 15 to 20%, what CNBC said was you take the tax on the whole bill and you double it, and that's your tip. Because it's already a percentage. So if you have a
$100 bill.
They were saying in New York there's 8% tax.
Yeah.
If you double 8%, you're leaving a 16% tip.
All right, so if the bill's $100, 8% is $8, so you still got to leave $16.
And so what got people upset was that you're kind of...
That's 15%.
They're saying you're leaving less than 20%.
That's right, you are.
And so that what it ends up being is a 12 to 18% tip on a subtotal, which can save you $400 a year if you eat out regularly and have been tipping 20%.
Or if you're not happy, just drop a penny into your glass of water. That sends the message.
Okay, thank you very much. An Uber driver in San Francisco dropped some people off at the airport, then went back to their house to rob it.
Yes, I saw the footage of this guy.
Yes, that's what happened. The people had one of those doorbell cameras.
Right.
And caught the whole thing on tape.
Dummy.
And so police went back and said...
All these different incidents with Uber drivers, you kind of have to question, what's the screening process for someone to work for Uber?
I used to work for Uber.
Okay,
you
what's
did?
The, what's
yes,
the, what's
I
the
did
screening
it,
process?
And it, when I was flat broke back in San Diego...
But you had a car.
Yeah, I had a car. So we drive them around. The person that's screening you.
Yeah.
A block or two. And then they look at your, they take a picture of you. And then they just look at your background check. And if you pass the background check, you're
basically what's the
done.
Background check?
I mean, they say background check, but I didn't send any type of forms.
Oh, no?
No, but they... I did put my social security number in.
Oh, yeah. They were able to get some good stuff on you.
Let me ask you a stupid question.
Okay.
Would you get into any plane, little commuter plane, any kind of plane, like a Cessna, if you didn't know the pilot and, okay, fly me to whatever. Would you just get into a plane with someone you didn't know?
Why don't they have Uber-type apps for pilots so you can see who's piloting their plane, what kind of ratings they have, how well they've done
my
with
point
their
is,
landings?
The whole Uber thing is so insane. You're getting into a car. You don't know if the guy's a good driver. You don't know if he's a whack nut. You don't know if he's a serial killer. You don't know if he's you don't know anything.
Uber says that they do background checks on these people.
Okay.
No, but you bring up a good point.
They
we
do.
At least have an app where we can see the person's picture, their driving history, a thing. Why don't we do that on pilots?
Yeah.
Why don't we have an app where we can see?
You're just assuming the pilot knows what he's doing.
Or she. I had a female pilot coming back from D.C. over the weekend.
Yeah, it's good.
Which modern inventions have improved your life the most, Gary?
I don't know. Which modern inventions have improved my life the most? I would say computers, home, you know, laptop.
Right.
My
laptop. Laptop is number one.
Because I could
there.
Do a lot without that, I'd be lost.
Okay, so in reverse order, from 10 to 1, Keurig coffee makers. Those types of.
I don't use that, so I can't.
GPS.
Oh God, I'd be lost without GPS.
If you had to use an actual map.
What do you mean? I used to use maps.
Rand McNally, of course.
Yeah.
Dishwashers, microwaves.
Yes.
Wireless internet.
Right.
Laptops.
What about cell phones?
Online banking is number 4.
Yeah, I guess cell phones got to be number 1.
Smartphones, number 3.
Oh, 3.
Ooh.
Now think about it. Number 2, refrigerators.
Oh, washer and dryers.
Yep.
Number 1.
Yes, you
washer
got it.
Washer and dryers.
Makes sense.
Without that, we'd be lost.
Yes.
And we'd stink.
Who says we don't?
Oh.
Craig and Company.
So, here we are.
Doing their best to function in society.
Why doesn't everyone take 5?
96.5 TIC.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.